I don't know, but you know what? I either have to fart or shit my pants.
Go away. And, my eye.
And I need another beer. And I'm thinking this segment will be on next year's Big Fetty Shart Week.
Dr. P, I think he was flirting with you.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
He's getting as we speak.
He likes it rough.
Shit happened.
Pretty much. No, I don't know what happened. This is what happened. This is what happened. Today we're at work and we had a going away at the bakery. We had a going away party and they had this like little bagel tray. And I'm like, I didn't want to eat a bagel because you know, they're like 7,000 calories or whatever. And I'm on a diet and I've been doing really good. So, but I didn't want to be rude and be like, get your food away from me. So what I did is the bagels were pre-sliced and then I cut it in half across the top. So I took one quarter of a whole wheat bagel and that's all I ate. But I'm thinking, whoever was at the bagel store had their finger 4 inches up their ass in Big Fatty Special Chair, touched the bagels, and then I put it in my mouth, and all day I've had, like, crampy, weird, because I eat, like, pretty bland food, so I know it was that bagel.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
This segment will be on next year's Big Fatty Shart Week.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One. This is episode 2650. I'll be able for right the 23rd of March 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, there was something in the Villa Mailbox, and it's the end of Shot Week. Yes, we're ready.
All this week on the little show.
Big Fatty Online.
Shart Week.
Hello, wet cleanuppers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're for right. Is going well, y'all, you wet cleanuppers, because y'all, it's the last day of Shark Week, and y'all, I've had it over there at the BFO several times this week, but y'all, there's an official Shark Week t-shirt. Y'all, there's two different designs, and it comes in the ladies and the gentlemen, and there's a tote bag, and one of them says it's Shart Week, and then the other one says ITZA, it's a Shart, SCHART. Fatty, they're both vulgar, and y'all, I'm the turnip head. Short Week t-shirts together for us last year, and y'all, they're available again this year. It doesn't end today. You can go over there and check it out. See if there's something over there that you would like to memorialize your Short Week experience. Big Fatty, I can't imagine anybody would want to do that, but yeah, knowing. You know, they listen to the old gal, so, you know, who knows? There's no accounting for taste. See, y'all went for a nipple walk around Fat Acres when I got home from work on Thursday. Y'all came back and there was a giant box from one of Miss Beaver's friends at Amazon delivery service. But y'all, before I get to that, now I am saving the package that Gus Chad sent me. But y'all, that Moose P said that the one he sent is not an Easter gift app. But y'all, I've got a postcard here, and y'all, it's a picture of Deer Harbor on beautiful Orcas Island. Big Fatty, it sounds lovely. And it says, Deer Harbor is a small hamlet. Big Fatty, I love ham, on the southwest corner of Orcas Island. with two Marines. What does that say? Two. I don't know what that says. That's got some kind of thing on it. Two marinas, good food and lodging. And it says, "Hey, Big Freddy and Poodle, yes, it is. It says, sending you hugs and kisses from beautiful Orcas Island, Washington. Love that, Peter G. And first of all, Peter G., thank you so much for the lovely card. Y'all, I'm going to put a picture of all these giftettes in this card up on the BFO today at noon. But Peter G., that's awfully nice. And y'all, I did get a a message on the Twitty from that Peter G. that he and that Kathy Marshall, they're tired of not caring. So y'all, they're going to be recording a message to announce the winner of the So-So question contest month, and y'all, they're hoping to do that sometime, maybe Monday evening. So y'all, we should have that for next week. Y'all, let's open this package from that. From that Moose P. I think this is the one from Moose P. I may have to reach in here and see if there's a paper before I look and see what it is. Let's just see what it says here. It says, okay. Y'all, it's... Well, let's see what we got here. Here's a little card. It says, a gift from you. Hey, Big Fatty, one never knows when a DVD, CD drive is needed. Big Fatty. And y'all, it's a portable DVD writer. Big Fatty, you don't have one of those. I don't. Well, Moose, that's just lovely. Big Freddy, does he know something you don't know? I don't know. But, okay. Moose, I'm not aware that I need one, but I don't have one. So, yes, Big Freddy, now you'll need it. But Moose, that's awfully, awfully nice. You are too sweet. Big Freddy, he's got you stymied. I am stymied, Big Freddy. Weren't you on the Little Rascals? Yes, Stymie was on the Little Rascals. And y'all, our last, Moose, thank you so much. DVD writer, okay. Big Freddy. He must want you to share some poem, maybe so. Y'all, our last package. Y'all, I don't know if this is from Mr. Cackle or not, but he did tell me to expect a package, so this may be from Mr. Cackle, but I don't know. But y'all, I have undone the tape on this because it was taped up tighter than the skull, but I've not looked inside, so I'm going to do that right now. And we're going to just open it up right here. Yes, Big Freddy, the lesbians did a nice job packing that. And let's just see what we got here. Big Freddy, I'm sure that's from Mr. Cackle. I can't get it out of the box. Big Freddy! Y'all, it is appropriate. For Shark Week, Big Freddy, let's just see. Here's a card. Let's just see what it says. It says, Big Freddy, a gift from you. Oh, no, this is from Moose. This is from Moose also. Hey, it says, hey, Big Freddy, figured this was needed for Shark Week. Big Freddy. So Moose sent me a DVD writer. And y'all, it is a... It's 24 mega rolls of Charmin toilet paper. Big Freddy. Okay. Moose, you ain't right. Big Freddy, you can say that again. Moose, you ain't right. Y'all, it looks like something Mr. Cackle would send. Big Freddy, you know Mr. Cackle. He's always, and nothing's done till the paperwork is finished.
I wanted to tell you, and Big Fatty can use this for Shark Week, a horrifying story of what happened to me at the car wash. I've been watching more what I eat, and so it includes a lot of whole grains, if you see where this is going. And so I had had multigrain waffles with sugar-free syrup, and I can't believe it's not butter. So I go to the car wash, and I'm spraying off the car, and I'm like, oh no. All of a sudden, it's like, I have to go write that number two. I'm freaking out because I know I can't even make it to the gas station across the street. And they had those big doors closed because it's been so cold lately, below zero, but people still like to wash their cars. So they had the one side of the car wash bays cut off. So I was partially covered, and I'm like looking around, trying to make sure that there's no short closed circuit TV or anything. And I'm like, oh my God. And I've never done this before, but I had to go like right then. And so thank God I was in sweats. So I whip everything down and I leave like, it looked like a horse had been in there. Huge, just huge. And so I'm like, oh, I gotta hide the evidence. And so I spray it under my car, and then I can't find it anywhere, you know. So I have to pull my car up, and I had to break it, spray. I was still washing my car, so I had to keep putting quarters in the machine to keep the water going. So I can't, you know, I can't find it. And they have those big grates underneath. And so I pull my car back. I'm thinking, which is the best way not to, you know, for no suspicion. And I pull my car back and there it sits. And so I ended up spraying it down the grates of the car wash. Not my proudest moment. And anyone who would have entered the bay could have clearly detected something in the air. So what was amazing though was it was so huge, but it didn't hurt going out. You know, it was just, I don't know, maybe it was a Dairy Queen effect or something, I don't know. But it was undetected. Nobody was there. Thank God the owner who was there wasn't there by the time I left. Oh, and of course I stepped in it.
Oh, yeah, that is Music Mark. No, that is Midwest Matt.
Big Betty, you always get them confused.
That is Midwest Matt from the Midwest Matt Little Show. And Matt, thank you so much for that. For that story, oh my gosh. I've listened to it a couple of times and there are literally tears coming down the front of my face.
Yes, Big Fatty, did you step in it too?
Hello, Big Fatty. Hello, Portal. It's
Hi.
Me, Big Fatty.
Hi.
I just wanted to say hello.
Hello.
Yes. I have my own shark story.
Oh.
Yes. Until I came to Earth, I had never done such a thing.
Oh.
No. I don't think they have sharks in space.
Oh, sharks in space.
Since I've been down on Earth, my diet has changed.
What?
And, well, it took me some time to get used to an Earth diet.
Yes.
And, let's just say I reacted badly to some of the that I ate, particularly porridge.
What?
And curry.
Cabbage? Yes. Oh, yes, cabbage will do it to you every time.
I have never admitted to it.
Yes?
I have never admitted my own shark story.
Oh, no. Blow it out. Blow it out.
The story that I am about to tell you.
Yes, spit it out.
I pooed and blamed it on somebody else.
Oh,
yes,
vulgar.
A heavy day of porridge and curry.
Tell
and
it.
Porridge and curry.
Oh, porridge.
Curry and porridge.
Yes.
For tea.
Oh.
But, well, it all caught up
with
me. I was sitting on a chair in the podcasting studios.
Yes.
And, I coughed, and, well, it all came out.
Oh!
Yes.
You coughed? Was it a fire hydrant?
When Paul came into the room, he said, who's done that shot?
Oh!
Who did that shot?
Who did that shot?
Who has pooed in the podcasting studio?
Oh!
Who has pooed in the
podcasting studio? It sounds like something Paul did. I think Paul did that. Yes!
I pointed.
Yes!
It's Uncle John. And
oh!
I think it was
him. Oh, Uncle John, he does it in his diaper. He does it in his diaper.
Drunk at the time.
Oh, we're drunk. Drunk sharding. Yes!
Anyway.
Yes!
Don't tell Paul.
No! No, Paul will never know. He doesn't listen to the little show.
Never again. That's my short story.
Oh, it was lovely.
I'm gonna go.
Okay. Oh, if you gotta go, you better go find the turlet.
This could be a big one.
Bye. Yes, we know. Bye, dear Gussie. Y'all, that of course is Ick the Alien, and Ick, thank you for sharing your Ick. The alien, y'all, he shat his porridge. Beep! Benny, that is vulgar! And y'all, the last entry that I have was sent to me by a listener, and y'all, they've asked not to be identified, and I can understand why. But y'all, this person was going to meet some friends, and they were just nervous. But you know, they had gotten their regular Dunkin' Donuts coffee at the train station, and they were about to get on a bus to go meet their friends. And about the moment that the bus pulled away, their stomach flipped. And I'll just read it here. And it says, I'm clenching as tightly as I can and not always winning. My hips are too wide for me to walk through the length of the bus to the bathroom. And now, I know I'm squirting and dying in the process. Even made the mistake at one point by either coughing or clearing my throat. And it takes a little longer than planned for the bus to reach the depot, and then I bolt across the street to another Dunkin' Donuts. But the owner won't let me use the toilet and tells me to go to the next door. Well, at this point, shit is literally coming out almost at full speed. I barely make it to the toilet next door, and my ass explodes all over my underwear and jeans. Well, I manage to even get some of it on the floor, which I later step in. Big Vinny! And it's bad! My only saving grace is that I was wearing dark jeans, and I'm probably in the bathroom a good 20 to 30 minutes before I venture out. Commando and sockless. It was bad. Just bad, and I don't know what happened. Oh! Oh, Nick, I see. But y'all, clearly that person was just scared shitless. And thank you, mystery listener, for sharing that. And B, Fanny. And y'all, that's the end of another short week. I hope you enjoyed it. And y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. If you shot yourself, call in and tell me, Fanny. Now, y'all, I've got lots of voice letters, including some from Mean Keen, talking about his sports ball, which is almost over now. But anyway, we'll get to him next week. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Mr. Cackle. And Mr. Cackle, you got something to tell us? Uh-huh.
This segment will be on next year's Big Fatty Shark Week.
Oh, there will be another short week to come. Blow it out.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.